And that's really true. Amen. We believe that God's mercy rewrote our lives. Amen. And that's why we are here today. Not because we wanted to be here, but because He wanted us to be here. And His love has brought us here. As the prophet tells us, when God's love was outstretched, grace took over. It's like when love was coming to an end, something else took over. But that love cannot come to an end. But it looks like it was coming to an end. Then something more powerful took over. It changed our names. And that's why we're here today. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's nice to see all of you here. And sometimes you really don't know where to begin. This is my third time being here. But for some of you are seeing me for the first time. And when I saw the pastor, I said, what a double blessing. Amen. Some of these things God ordained them, you know, we never know. So we have a double blessing. Amen. Amen. We are so grateful. These are the things of God, brothers. Yeah, like he said, my names are Simon Shiveka. And I came with Brother Andrew. You remember Andrew and Simon used to, they were brothers. But in the Bible, Andrew was older than Simon. That's not the same case here today. I'm slightly older than Andrew. And Andrew has been a great friend of this church. The family of our precious Pastor Chesa. And great to see the Mama. Mama Sam. You know, that's how we do it in Kenya. We don't call them by their names. We call them by the names of the children. Mama Sam. We are happy to see your sister. We honor you. And we don't know. Sam told us the last time we were here for the memorial service of our pastor. That there was a time he spoke and the mother didn't know whether it's him or the pastor. I'm happy also to see you here. I was asking Pastor Kelment, could you please send me the name of the double blessing? I mean, send me the picture. Then he sent me the picture. Then he said, I know the pastor so well. I'm so glad. I don't know how to express this. Amen. And while we were coming, we had a nice trip from Kenya. I'm actually a pastor away from Nairobi, 312 kilometers westward towards Uganda. So sometimes when you come to Nairobi to the church of Pastor Wycliffe, you may not be able to know whether I belong to that church of Brother Andrew or I belong to another church. So Pastor Wycliffe is actually leaving tonight for Poland. And he told me, can you just go there and hold brief for me until I come to Harare again? So he told me to greet you so much in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And greet the pastor and the beloved family of Pastor Chesa and the entire family of Pastor Chesa. And so he told me to tell you that he will be coming. But we feel honored to be a part of what is ahead of us. And for what you've also, you've given us an invitation to be a part of the victory. And sometimes the victory can be so big that it takes many hands to hold it together. And we appreciate you for honoring us that we become a part of this as well. Amen? So the pastor came and told me, Simon, are you ready? I told him, we are never ready. You know, when you are being called from the place to come to the pulpit, you just wish they gave you 10 minutes, some more 10 minutes. If they give you 10, you say, I wish you gave me 5. So, but it's him, he's always ready. But we just want to submit to him. Amen. Are you praying for me? Amen. We can never get used to this place. And that's the way God wants us to be. I bring you greetings from my family as well in Eldoret. I left Eldoret today, go to Nairobi, and then got here. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come before you, Father. We are so grateful for your grace upon each one of us, Lord. Father, as we've just sang that song, mercy rewrote our lives, Lord. And Heavenly Father, if that mercy wasn't present here today, we wouldn't be standing, Lord. But Heavenly Father, your mercy has held us together, Lord Jesus. As we approach your divine presence, Father, we believe, Lord Jesus Christ, you are present to minister to us our needs, O God. And Heavenly Father, we believe your presence is all that we need, Lord. And Heavenly Father, there is no time a human being has ever gotten used to the presence of the living God. Father, when we strike that presence, we feel small in your presence, Lord. And Father, when we feel unworthy, then we know there is someone next to us that is more than a human being. And that's the supernatural God that we serve. And Heavenly Father, we are standing before you, Lord, believing you take us out of the way, Lord. That, Father, you create an atmosphere around us that will bring you down. And Heavenly Father, when all is done, Father, we shall remember to say, it was God, our Father, in our midst. And Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for what you've been to us, knowing where we are coming from, Lord Jesus. Standing before this congregation, Father, where your servant stood, and where your servant is standing today, and where your bride is standing today, Father, asking for grace and mercy, Lord Jesus, that you may tie us together, Father, as a wall. And Heavenly Father, the enemy will not be able to come and penetrate because of the walls that has been built by the faith of your people, that have got power, Lord, to pull you down, Lord Jesus. And then, Father, we believe you are here, Lord God, because you made it in such a way, Father, that when we agree upon anything, Lord, you always come down, Father. Father, may you do it again this evening, Lord, as we wait upon you. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I want to invite your attention to the book of Numbers chapter
27.
Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes as pastor say, the way we pronounce our words in Kenya may not be exactly the way you do it here. So sometimes I just want you to strain a little bit to be able to be a Kenyan today. And then you'll be able to understand how we pronounce some words here. Amen. And when Pastor Chesa came to our church back in Eldoret, the brothers were saying, I wish you could speak English like the way the Zimbabweans do. So we are here for many things as well. We want to learn some, the way you pronounce some words that makes it look like a melody, huh? Amen. Praise the Lord. Then came the daughters of Selphehad, the son of Hepha, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of the daughters: Mahla, Noah and Hogla and Milka and Tirzah.
Zvino vanasikana vaZerofehadhi, mwanakomana waHeferi, mwanakomana waGiriadhi, mwanakomana waMakiri, mwanakomana waManashi, mhuri dzaManashi, ari mwanakomana waJosefa, akaswedera kuna Mozesi. Ndiwo mazita avanasikana vake ava, Mara naNoah naHogla naMika naTirzah.
Some names are omitted in the Bible. But when we see the Holy Spirit specifically speaks about the names, then we realize there is something He wants us to understand. And if you see the order of the names, from Joseph to these daughters, there are seven generations. Praise the Lord. We want so to claim this scripture and say these scriptures were put there specifically for our people. Amen. And the Bible says, and they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the princes and all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, our father died in the wilderness. He was not in the company of them that gathered together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family because he hath no son? Give unto us therefore a possession among the brethren of our father. And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a man die and have no son, then shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. Amen.
Unofanira kuvapa nhaka pakati pehama dzababa vavo. Unofanira kuvagarisa nhaka yababa vavo. Zvino unofanira kutaura nevana vaIsraeri uchiti, kana munhu akafa asina mwanakomana, unofanira kugarisa mwanasikana wake nhaka yake.
Amen. You may be seated.
Gareni pasi.
Praise the Lord. I want to take a short subject here.
Ndotora chidzidzo chidiki papa.
I can say I wasn't really prepared, as I said before. While you are coming, the brother said that the pastor has requested you to take the service for him tonight. And I actually didn't say yes. But Andrew said yes. So I don't know what Andrew had in mind. But Andrew said yes. Brothers, our prophet preached a message. He called it, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. And that's the only message where the prophet said, basing it on the entire Bible. Amen. And if you counted for you that speak English like I'm trying to do,
there are
seven words. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Seven words. And in that message he says, God had got only one purpose on the backside of his mind. And he says, that is what I want to speak to the church this morning. That is one of the greatest statements I've ever heard. He says the secret was on the backside of the mind of God. No angel knew it. But again he says, that is what I want to speak to the church. So I want to imagine the angels were sitting right there to hear, to know what they have never known. And he said, I want to speak to the church this morning. Then he said, I wish I had time to show you how it was revealed to me. So it was revealed to him. Then he keeps on going. Then he says, what was on the backside of the mind of God has been unfolded in Christ and handed over to the church. So it looks like something was going on while the prophet was preaching. He was pulling something from the mind of God, not taking to the angels, but putting in the hearts of the believers. And then he said, what God had in his mind is now in the hearts of the believers. So it goes to show the angels are wondering, how do I get what was in the mind of God? But God has already revealed where they should go looking for that secret. And that secret is in the hearts of the believers. Amen. Now in the same message, the prophet says, all the acts of the believers was only talking about one thing. And Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Let me say it this way. God wanted to save. God wanted to redeem. God wanted to reconcile. God wanted to love. But he was tired. You know what tired him? The sins tired him. Jesus tied him. Jesus tied God. Because Jesus was the sins. Jesus was the sins around God. Amen. Jesus was the sins around God. God has good things inside of him. He wants them manifested. But his hands are tied. He wants to love. He wants to reconcile. But he can't do it. He is already tied. But then Jesus took the sins of God. Then God started handing for the people to love. He said, now I'm free. Where are the people I wanted to redeem? That's what the prophet said. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Now God can love. Now God can forgive. Now God can reconcile. Now God is free to get among the people. Now God can become substance among the people. Because Christ is the mystery that has revealed him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now where are we going? Upon that subject, I want to speak on a short subject there already. I think I've even finished. I want to speak on the desire to see the name of our Father manifested. A desire to see the name of our Father manifested. The reason why I've gone to the book of Christ, the mystery of God revealed, it is because the prophet says every act of a believer in the Bible was talking about that one purpose that God had. And he says, if you read the Bible and you don't see Christ, you've missed something. Go back and read, because there is something important that you've missed out. And then we are coming to these five daughters. And I believe we are the substance of the shadows. Amen. I believe if the bride was not here, there could have never been Sarah.
Sarah.
You know, you say ah, we say eh. We say ah. So ours is ah, eh, e, o, u. So. Amen. If there was no Rebecca. Listen to me. If the bride was not here, there could have never been a Rebecca there. If there was no Esther this side, which you are, there could have never been Esther there. If they would have not been here, there could have never been Bathsheba the other side. You know, people think that God loved the Israelis more than he did the Gentiles. That's not true. He actually, if anything, he loved the Gentiles more than he loved the Jews. Because they were our shadow. Amen. And when you talk about a shadow, you are talking about the position of the sun. And the sun is the Logos. And the Logos struck the image, the substance.
Logos.
And the substance cast the shadow. So the Logos came to you. It shone on you. Then you cast your shadow. As Sarah, Tama, Esther, Jael, Deborah, Ruth, Abigail, all the women were the shadow. But now you can stand and say, there is a time when the shadow is moving. Amen. So when the sun is moving and the shadow is coming closer. Amen. When the sun is moving, the shadow is also moving. The shadow is also moving. And when the sun is right in the center, the shadow melts right into the image. That you are the people today that can swallow all the shadows. And you can stand today and say, all that were talking about me. Now I want to take my scriptures and reveal myself. Because the prophet says, when the church will know who she is, she will go home. Now we are getting to know who we are. Because the prophet, the Bible says, then we shall know as we were known. Now we have begun knowing. Something has dropped down. We are taking our scripture and revealing ourselves. I am in Jael. I'm in Deborah. I'm in Esther. I'm in Zebara. I'm in the wife of, what was her name? Jochebed.
Jochebed.
What? There were shadows. So before Israel, who existed before the other, if anything? That's the drama of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You existed before. But you are seen in the Old Testament.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to say this. In Revelation 10, the Son has come to melt the shadows riding at the bride. There are no shadows around you because there are no shadows around the pyramid. And there is an Enoch in this day who has come to build a pyramid. You are the pyramid of Enoch. Because Enoch is William Branham. And there is no shadow around you. Because you are at the pyramid that was coming. There was no shadow around that pyramid. And that was not the really pyramid. You are the really pyramid. That Enoch was not the true Enoch. The true Enoch is Malachi 4. William Branham is the true
Enoch.
And you are the true pyramid. There is no shadow around you. Amen. So we are coming to these women in the first Exodus. Because there is a second Exodus. And there is the final Exodus. Now, whatever that could not be understood in the first Exodus and in the second Exodus can only be understood now. Some of the things that happened in the first Exodus and the people in the second Exodus could not understand now can be understood. Because in the first Exodus, the pillar of fire came down. The second Exodus, the pillar of fire came down. In the final Exodus, the pillar of fire has come down. An Exodus is not something a pastor can begin. An Exodus is not something a prophet can begin. An Exodus is begun by God Himself. Because He said, I am come down to begin an Exodus. In the second Exodus, He was Emmanuel. He had come down. In the final Exodus, the Lord Himself shall descend. He has come down to begin an Exodus. Now, William Branham was not a prophet of God. He was God prophet. Not a prophet of God. Isaiah was a prophet of God. Ezekiel was a prophet of God. But this prophet is not a prophet of God. He is God prophet. God in the form of a man. Because the prophet tells us, when God created man in the image of God, man fell. But in this last time, it is not man in the image of God, but it is God in the image of man. Amen. So God in the image of man is stronger than man in the image of God. I repeat. God in the image of man is stronger than man in the image of God. Who are you? Are you man in the image of God or God in the image of a man? You are not man in the image of God. You are God in the image of man. And I want to tell you, God in the image of man, the devil can never shaken. That's why the devil is not shaking us. We are the manifestation of God in human flesh. Amen. Now the devil has a problem. He doesn't have a problem the way he was with Jesus. This one is a more serious problem. Because Jesus was God in one body. But right here, he's God in that body. 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 The devil can't handle that. More sons growing into the image. What can the devil Even if I was the devil, I wouldn't know what to do. Because he doesn't know what to do. And the rapture, we are not going to run away. Rapture won't be you running away, no. Rapture will be the devil giving up on you. It won't be you running. No, it is now time for him to run. Amen. What happened in the first Exodus? Pharaoh came and told Moses, No, please go. No, please go, leave. Hallelujah! Okay. It was the Pharaoh saying, please go. Please leave. And this one right here. Amen. So we are coming to the five daughters, which was only a shadow of another five daughters. I can hear another one saying there is five daughters in Matthew chapter 5. Amen. But this, oh my God, praise the Lord. There were five daughters in the book of Matthew chapter 5. We are finding five daughters in the book of Numbers. Amen. We have Ogla, Mara, Tirza, Noah, and Milka. Amen. That was your shadow. That was your shadow, amen. If you were not here, they wouldn't be there. Praise the Lord, that's true. If you are not here, they wouldn't be there. Can you imagine how powerful the shadow was? Can you see how powerful your shadow was? You remember Simon Peter? The sun had to be high in the sky. And Simon Peter passed through the sun. And the sun cast the shadow. And the shadow tied the people. And the people got healed. They were not even healed by Peter. They were healed by the shadow. That is how powerful your shadow has been. In the Old Testament, your shadow has been so great. People have held on shadows. Ruth has held on shadows. Jael has held on shadows. Zebra has held on shadows. But now, right now, it's not the power of the shadow, it's the power of the substance. And you're the substance of the shadow. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine? These daughters, five of them, they come from Joseph in our shadow. And Joseph the prophet says he's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we are seeing a greater Joseph here. Amen. Because there was a shadow Joseph there. Is Jesus Christ a Joseph? Amen. And Joseph gives birth to Manasseh.
Joseph oberega Manasseh.
Manasseh gives birth to Gilead.
Manasseh oberega Gilead.
Gilead gives birth to Makir.
Gilead oberega Makia.
Makir gives birth to Hepha.
Makia oberega Hepha.
And Hepha gives birth to Zelophehad.
Hepha.
No, we can just look at it. Amen. It says, just verse 1 says, then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepha, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, and Manasseh, of the family of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. So can we count together? Joseph.
Joseph.
Manasseh.
Manasseh.
Gilead.
Gilead.
Machir.
Machir.
Amen.
Amen.
Hefer.
Hefer.
Zelophehad.
Zelophehad.
Five daughters.
Five. Vanaskana Shan.
When the two Joseph comes,
Joseph Chukwaninganawia
is Ephesus.
Aningi Ari Ephesus.
Smyrna.
Ari Smyrna.
Bekamo.
Aningi Ari Pegamos.
Zatira.
Thyatira.
Sardis.
Sardis.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Five daughters.
Vanaskana Shan.
Amen.
Amen.
From that Joseph,
Joseph,
we come to five.
Tinoshikabashan.
From this Joseph out there,
Joseph Aruko,
we come to five daughters.
Tinoshikabashan.
These five daughters.
Vanaskanabashan.
In the book of Numbers. You've gotten used to my pronunciation of words? Something that looks like English, but you can still get the word. You can hear me? Then what is happening here? Look at how God works. God makes sure only the men have been counted. In the first census, only the men were supposed to get the inheritance. From 20 years, that can go into the battle, in the war to fight. And God makes sure the father of these daughters has no son. And it appeared that God had forgotten all about them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It looked like God had forgotten. It appeared like people have been pleased. People have received their inheritance. But the daughters of Zelophehad, they can't stand. Because the qualification is different. There is no son among them. They think God has forgotten about them. Sometimes we feel the same way too. We think God has forgotten all about us. It is like we've seen so-and-so getting blessed. And we are standing in a place. We are not sure whether we are included in the blessing. God knew what he was doing. God knew what he was doing. And these daughters, they were inspired. They knew the name of their father had come to an end. Because the person to propagate the name was supposed to be sons. But there are no sons. People have come to a place. The father was providing for them. Is no more. They have no brother. They have no father. And according to the written word, they are not considered. I'm very far right now. I'm talking about the written word. They are not right there. Hallelujah! In the word that was written, they were not there. But then they were inspired for the love of the name of their father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the love of the name of their father. They said, Moses, you are not going to stop us. We want you to go to God and present our case. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God had already deposited faith in these people. Amen. These people had come to an end. They couldn't move. But they had faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The wise daughters. The wise virgins. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
They are are coming to Moses. They are telling Moses, the name of our father is going to end here. You've revealed the mysteries. Did you understand? You've revealed the mysteries on top of the rock. But there is a part of the mystery that the light has never touched on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a part of the world that has never come to manifestation as yet. But we, the daughters of Zelophehad, we are going to bring the manifestation of whatever that was not written. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that was your shadow. Now that was your shadow. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I wish I could say it in Kiswahili. Hicho kilikuwa ni kivuli chako. Now you have come. Now you are saying, my kivuli, which is a shadow, spoke about a woman that came to God and said, God, my case has not been addressed. My case has not been addressed. In the first part of the ministry of Moses, I need something. I want the name of the Father. I am inspired. I want to see the name of the God brass that chest has served. I want to see that name there. 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 I am hungry. I am hungry to see the name of my Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you are hungry to see the name of Jesus Christ? Amen.
Amen.
Is Jesus our Father? Is Malachi for the Father of the age? Is the Apostle our Father? Is Pastor Chess our Father who was here? Did he serve a living God? Where are the people with a desire to see the manifestation of the name of the Father? Hallelujah!
Amen.
We are telling God, we are here, we are thirsty, we are hungry, we want to see the name of the Father to be manifested in that sister, in that brother, in that deacon. We want the name of the Father. The name of the Father is not coming to an end. Hallelujah. We are telling God, it looks like you are waiting for us. Amen. When they appeared before God, look at these women. They had a desire that Moses as a man could not address. But I want to tell you, these women are going to change the way things are being done in Israel. These women are going to bring a paradigm shift. Something that has never happened in the church. It is not going to happen. Because you have come. You have come with a need. That need has never been covered before. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are creating an atmosphere. Thank you for making us a part of the atmosphere, Pastor. Because we have got only one desire, to see the name of Malachi, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to see that name that went to Sister Hattie. That name that stopped the Colorado storm. That name that stopped the killer bird. It appears the name is coming to an end. It appears the name is coming to an end. But the daughters are rising again. The daughters are rising again. That's why we want to see the manifestation of the third pool. We want to see the people receiving the Holy Ghost. We want to see the people getting glorified. We want to see the people hearing from their theophanies. We want to see people stopping storms in their lives. We want to see we are hungry. We want to see that name manifested. Rise up, you daughters of Zelophehad. Your time has come. Your time is right here. You can't afford to be a nominal Christian. That was not the name of our Father. That was not the name of Jesus. That was not the name of Malachi 4. Hallelujah. Malachi 4. When he found that the killer bull, he was anointed with the charity himself. And that name spoke shalom. Hallelujah. What came out of his mouth was fire. And the fire burned the atmosphere around the killer bull. And the killer bull lied down. Lay down. And the devil was cast out. And the killer bull said, I've never felt like this. Hallelujah, I've never felt like this. I've never felt like this. I always have temper in my life. I have gossip in my life. But I believe Romans 8 is here. Romans 8. The manifestation of the sons of God. I have seen one of them. And the killer bull went to give testimony among the other bulls and told the other bulls, something is happening. There is an army coming. And he was testifying. He was telling the killer bulls, your time is coming. I have tested of the liberty of the sons of God. The killer bull came with testimony. And then he said, brothers, it is just a little while. That was only the first fraud. The main harvest is coming. From Harare. From Nairobi. From America. From Trinidad. There is an army. Truly parade all the bulls. We are hungry for that name. We are hungry to see that name being manifested. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm standing before you, my brothers. Where a servant of the Lord stood. Where the servant of the Lord stands. It is because of that name. That is what we are hungering for. The name of the Lord Jesus. That new name. There are people down here on earth desiring to see that manifestation. Moses. How could you forget these people? How could you forget these people, Moses? Oh my God. There was faith in the people. There was hunger in the people. If there was no hunger among their scientists, there would have never been a phone. Scientists are the most hungry people. What about the spiritual scientists? What about the spiritual scientists? If the scientists were not hungry, there would have never been an aeroplane. If they were not hungry, they would have never been a cell phone. But they were hungry. Hungry. And we are hungry tonight. We are the spiritual Sunday. When they went before God, listen, I want to finish. Praise the Lord. When these daughters went before Moses, Moses went before God. That is not history. Amen. That was our shadow. That was our shadow. There is no way you can fail. Because your shadow has already come. If your shadow is here, there is no way you can ever fail. Amen. We are moving in the ordination service. With a boldness. With a boldness. Courage. Amen. That all the people in the church are hungry. People are thirsty. They want to see the manifestation of the name of their Father. And may God give it to you. Because He gave it to them, He will give it to you. Amen. And that should be the battle. What is the name that our pastor Chesa served? What is the name William Branham served? What is the name Peter, Paul, and Philip served? We are hungry for that name. They want to take away the name from us. But we are holding on. We are holding on. We must come to the name. Oh, I love Jesus Christ. He has given us an opportunity to manifest the name of the Father. The name that was on the thigh, coming on our forehead. We have this is Jesus Christ. The one who forgotten. God had put them there strategically. To go for the hidden wisdom that laid in God. Pulled it out and manifested it. And God said, Moses, the daughters of Zelophehad, they have spoken well.
Amen.
They have spoken well. God coming behind the voice and the request of the daughters of Zelophehad. And packing them up. Because they have reason. God is going to pack you up. Let me say this. We had half tribe of Manasseh. Reuben and Gad on the other side of Jordan. Listen to me. But these daughters crossed Jordan. Did you understand? Because Manasseh's inheritance was divided into two. People before Jordan and people after Jordan.
Amen.
Amen. The people. Bosworth.
Bosworth.
Brother Bosworth.
Brother Bosworth.
And the rest of the other believers. They were on the other side of Jordan. But you've crossed Jordan. Amen. Manasseh had two ages in one. Amen. The Pentecostal age and the bride age. Amen. The Pentecostal age went over. But these other ones have crossed over Jordan. Amen. If you read Joshua chapter 17, it says when Joshua was giving them their inheritance, They got 10 portions above.
10?
10?
10?
That must be Revelation 10.
Amen.
Amen. Going for the 10 portions beyond the river. With a desire to see the name of the Father. The spiritual scientist. If there was no hungry sun, there could have never been electricity. Amen. We are hungry. That's why the prophet preached the message fast. And the Bible calls Jesus the desire of nations. And the prophet said, Webster says, fast is a painful desire. What is your painful desire this
evening?
To see the name of God manifested. Because it has come to an end. People are trying to block away that name. But thank God for the daughters of Zelophehad. He has not forgotten. He knows you have faith that will pull him down. God bless you. I love with all my heart, you daughters of Zelophehad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have come to our time to show a shadow getting something supernatural from God. It was inheritance.
Matthew 25.
It calls it the Holy Ghost. It is the same God talking to us in different types and shadows. The story is one. Redemption. The whole story in the Bible is one. Redemption. I'm fasting again. You see the name of our Father. Oh, thank God. You love the Lord Jesus. I want to tell you the little example of the prophet as we close. My time is up. There was a young lady, about 18 years. She was blind. And she had a testimony through the radio about another girl that had been healed by William Branham. And she decided to come in some bus. And the meeting was supposed to take 10 days. I mean 8 days. And on the 8th day, she lost her father. And she was blind. Now she got occupied with only one thing. I wish someone could take me to my father. She was longing for someone because she had lost our father, like all of us had lost our father. She was longing for someone to take her to her father. The days were over. She had even forgotten about what he came for. She had come to be healed, but the days were completely over. She had forgotten about her own healing. But God had not forgotten. God had not forgotten. Because God does not forget. It doesn't matter how long you've been praying. God does not forget. God remembers. Hallelujah. And then the prophet in the place, he decided to walk out. When he walked out, he heard a woman screaming, "My daddy, my daddy, my daddy." And the prophet strategically went and placed himself before this woman. And this girl stumbled herself over the prophet. The people didn't know who William Branham was. And then she said, "I'm sorry." The prophet said, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for my father. Our time, we came for the meeting. Our time is finished. Our time is over. So I just want someone to take me to the bus. I go back home. But it is God who separated the woman from her father so that she can meet the prophet of God. God has separated you from many places that you may meet your deliverance. He hasn't forgotten about you because he does not forget. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the prophet told her, do you believe that nonsense? Of getting healed? The girl said, I believe it. How did you believe? Then the girl said, I heard it over the radio. A girl in our neighborhood was healed by that man. And the prophet looked at her. And the prophet praised her lineage. He realized she belonged to Simon the Cyrene. The cross of Jesus Christ. The prophet was able to locate the woman up to her own origin. And I want to tell you, he has also located you back to the loins of the Father. That is where you are. And he has located us today. Because he doesn't forget. I want to say this. When that girl was transferred, when her great-grandparents left Africa and they were going to America, maybe they cried. They were slaves. But God had something else. God was positioning her for her miracle. It was not slavery. It was God positioning her. Amen. Because God remembered what Simon the Cyrene said to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God remembers. God remembers. God remembers. He does not forget. And the prophet says, if I took you to that man, and then she held the prophet's hem. She said, pass me now. And the prophet said, no, no, don't do that. You are going to cause an attraction. Do it secretly. Because this is a secret coming. These people don't know I am William Branham. It is a secret. It is the seventh seal. Don't cause any commotion. And the woman kept quiet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't cause commotion. This is the secret of your father. Simon the Cyrene. God is now rewarding Simon the Cyrene. And the prophet said, Father, 2,000 years ago, you had been rejected. You were carrying the cross. But the great-great-great-grandfather of this girl, may you open our eyes. It was the goodness of our Father. It is not because of anything good we did. It is our Father. It is our time to be rewarded. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Descendants of Simon of Cyrene. Nothing can stand before you. Hallelujah. It has been declared. Even if it's not written in the Bible, but you can declare it. New things can be declared tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. My brother, my sister, whatever you are in need of tonight, There is no amount of devils that can stand before your request tonight. God gave us a preacher all the way from Kenya, specifically for you tonight. Brother Andrew, come commit the hands to the Lord. New things have been declared, my brother, my sister. I challenge every devil in the name of Jesus Christ.
Our loving Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just come before you, Lord. You know how we are, Jesus Christ. We may not like what we want to say before you, Lord. But we say when we call upon your name, everything shall be manifested, Lord Jesus. But I commit this church. I commit every brother and sister here, Lord. You know their needs. You know their prayers, Father. I want to ask you, God, to come down now. May you touch them, Father. May you give them the desires of their heart. Because you are the Lord who gives what we pray for, Lord. I commit them, Father, in your hand. I ask you, Lord, to penetrate any demon, any disease, Lord, any paralysis in their life. God, I command that demon to leave each and every brother, each and every demon, Lord, to get out now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because we know you have done it. And it is in Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen.